You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We only sit because
we can't.
Because if we go only
to Loisasas. Right, so is that called a Loisasas? Is the Issa to sit on a chair? Or is a mitzvah to be on the floor? Okay, so let's first see. So he says, a mitzvah says, Shem Avok, a going fierce week, the first, Bahanach Lakama. The ain't so chlemer bekriya. The lesser bechlal mitzvahs are noigas ba'avol. Kedamba bavel is the chud kriya chud. The father, he doesn't do kriya. Mistava the chai betfilin, afogav di mitzvahs leisasa, kiven the ba'avol gufa la mitzvah al b'yam rishim. V'lo chamer tishu ba b'shivasi b'avel. So we do in between. We don't put on tefillin in the morning, in the afternoon. Okay, we're not going to go into that. Braisa, mitzvahs and noigas ba'avol called shiva k'tani. Only thing that's only called shiva, and tefillin is not called shiva. Upirushim afarshlu, rachitza sicha, nilsa san, tashamita, likus batayra. Taida, the hamuta, mitzadadin, you're allowed to do malacha, b'makam shenagu, right? People go to work a lot of times, okay, they go in the afternoon, whatever it is, but you're allowed to go work, you're allowed to work. It says, a person should make himself like a tamachacham, not work. The bavelis namik, she'ain lamay, why? Because in a veilis itself, ain lamayach, a person can't make parnas, he doesn't want to eat. Oysalal achashloshi b'tzina, b'tach b'esa, right? He can run a business from his house. V'chein b'sheil ha-sholem, meishiv, she'kein b'avelis, lach shoshim meishiv sholem l'kol odom. V'rabbeinu meyer kosav v'nir, the petition b'av ein la'niach tefillin, k'b'yem b'roi rishin da'ovel. De'ein yom amar yoysim m'meni yom kavua b'chiyah l'doiris, v'efshe she'dochak limtzach smach l'minik ashkenaz, that they didn't put on tefillin, like the Rambam brings, aval ha'chir, nir kamash kasavti. Okay, so we have a minik, not to put it on the beginning of the day, not to put on towels for different reasons, that's what it's, okay. But a kuponim in the Rosh Pashas is mashma that it's not dine aninus, it's dine avelus. Okay? Now, this thing about sitting on the floor. An avel, we all know an avel sits on the floor. Who says so? Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so let's take a look. Why am I saying Shulchan Aruch? Because if anybody can find me a Gemara, I'd be very happy if you can find me any Gemara that says that an avel has to sit on the floor. So look at the Shulchan Aruch. Avel chai b'kfiyas amita. U'bishas shen v'achil yeshev amita kfuya. Right? Avakol yayim ein yeshev afil amita kfuya. It was only when he eats and when he sleeps. El al gabe karka, then he sits on the gabe karka. What does it mean, a gabe karka? So gabe karka means on the floor. Okay. What? Who says?
That's
what Misaskim tell you. Okay. All right, so that's a shayla, that's a big shayla. There are those who say less than three tefachim because like the floor, just love it, they came up with love it. There are those who say you got to be on the floor, taka, there's no such thing. And there are those who say it really doesn't matter as long as it's not the normal chair. You just cut the legs of a chair, make it a little, it could be more than three tefachim. All right, so whatever it is that the Rabbanim pasuk. V'chein amenachmim ein rishayim leishiv agabakah. Those who menachim also have to sit on the floor. We never saw such a thing, and that because the Mechaber says, or the Ramah says, that they're Meichel. We assume that is Meichel, that the Menachem don't have to send before. The Minig is not about it. Now, Zok the Goyim. Look at this beer graph. Ovel Yeshiv, he says, Kol Yom he sits. Gemara Chaf Ches Amid Beis. I'm wrong, it's a Gemara. V'heviyo arif arosham amibyudam rav ein amenachmim v'girsis aramban minayin la'ovel shen rishay l'gav gemita elagabe aretz shenema v'yeshvu ita l'aretz v'am rabyudam rav minayin l'amenachmim v'chein kosu b'tor. So this bothered me for years. Where's this Gemara? I mean, before I saw this grow, where does it say anywhere in the Gemara? I mean, do we shame bring it as a Gemara? Zok degoyin v'akol lesa b'gemara shalonu. It's missing in our Gemaras. Shehishmituhu hamatfisa pella, right? And the issue, I don't know if they can give a test on this, right? Right? Because no such Gemara, but he says it's a Gemara. We try and bring it as a Gemara. It's not true. Remember when I first saw it in the Rosh Ramban? So where's this Gemara? And I looked around, and finally found this guy, and he says it's a Gemara. So we assume it's a din of the Gemara, except we don't have the Gemara. It's not printed in our Gemara. Why they took it out? I don't know. There are a lot of things missing in Shas, but they're mostly about things that, you know, the senses didn't want us. This, I don't know exactly what they would take it out for, so I'm not sure what it means, what the shtal. Maybe somebody can find something on it. Reb David Cohen always says over the, I've heard from a few times, in Sanhedrin, there's a, now I think in the Gemaras, I look, they fix it, the new Gemaras, so there's a Rashi there, Eza Toiva Yeshkan. Right? Eza Toiva Yeshkan. What do you mean, Eza Toiva? What does God do with it? It has nothing to do with the Gemara. The Torah says, in the old days, how did they print Svarim? If anybody's familiar, you look at the Polish Svarim. Svarim that were printed in Poland, you know, by, like, let's say, Meir Don. By Chassidus Gedolim, wrote, if you ever look what it says, so a lot of times they'll write, you know, like it says, Shemin, you know, who, I'm just thinking of a word, who, it'll say he, or Stam, a word, it'll say Yud instead of Y. Because in the old days, how did they print? One person read the Sefer or the Ksav Yad, and the other person would listen and print, Meimasai, Kairin, Kairin, and so forth. So in Chassidish Yiddish, he used to say, he Amra, and he used to write, instead of who, he used to write he, because he didn't know what he was talking about. We were talking about who or he, depending on who to print it. So in there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, where the Gemara goes to which word is extra in Gzeira Shava. So in other words, is this word, is this Teva? So what, in Litta, how do you say the word Teva? Teva, like they say Teira. So the person who said the word teva, which meant the word, the person who heard it thought he meant teva, like teva, teva, like teva. So he wrote the word teva, and that's how the printer got in there. So many times the printers, for some reason, why this, I have no idea. But whatever it is, it's a gemara to sit on the floor. Okay, fine. Now that we know this, let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Tishah B'Av. Nagu leishav agav b'karka b'sudim of sex. You all know we sit on the floor, because it says in Shulchan Aruch. Now, Betzim, this is a child that they asked the Truma Sedeshin. They asked the Truma Sedeshin, Pesach brings up, that do you have to take off your shoes by the Sudim of Sekis? So he said, no. He says, you're not an Avil. An Avil doesn't take off his shoes. An Oinen doesn't take off his shoes. You're an Oinen. An Oinen doesn't take off shoes, which is mashma like this halacha. Right now you're an Oinen. Later on you take off your shoes because then you're an Avelis. Right? Oh. So Mimela, that's the reason why you don't take off your shoes. That goes very well, that you're only nine. Next thing, Leil Tisha B'Av. V'yayimba, Yeshrim basic class the Aretz at Filas Mincha. V'achshav Nagu Leishal Sesem. Okay, whatever, we sit until Mincha. What is this Kulam, a man of Shach? Do you sit, if it's an Avelis, sit the whole time? Why do we sit only part of the day? So you have to say something along the lines, because the pshat is that sitting on the floor is a mitzvah sasei, and mitzvah sasei they took away. No atif zorosh nekfis, no sitting on the floor. Only isurim, like the Rosh says. So the goyim seems to say that. Then the goyim says, wait a minute, but Yerushalmi says, kimi shemeso mutu lefonav. He brings this Yerushalmi. He says, but Lachayr, Imamish says the Arsamech Zvart. He said, but wait a minute, Lachayr, our Gemara doesn't go with it. Because it says, you know, it's only for a moment. It's only momentarily. So how, then he says, no, but wait a minute, there's a Maskanas of Gemara. Lahaydu Lachachamim. So in the Tach Diver Goyin, it was a little too long to bring in. The Tach Diver Goyin, the Goyin seems to say the following. And over Shabbos, I found the Beis Yosef. I didn't know about it. I was looking around. But I'll read the Beis Yosef first because it's a riot to what the Goyin says. In Beis Yosef, it says like this: when do we say Nachem? I know the answer. I mean, I can say, but yeah. So Klosenberger Rebbe always used to say, you know, and nobody take it personal, that one time the Gemara, he says, the Gemara has a shaila if you say alanisim and benching. So he's learning the Gemara, but you know, and the Yid was there. So what kind of business is that? What kind of shaila? It's in the Siddha. How could you say that you don't say it in benching? It's in the Siddha. So let's first the base says tafkuf nun zayin. Now remember, minik sfarad is to say aneinu on a tainis shachus and mincha. We'd say it only mincha. Rabbi Yehuda Barzalayin calls matchin a man where arvus shachmin b'shemei tefila matchinin k'shata ve'ika den duchte denigla meimar arvus shachas rachem u'b'mincha nachem. V'hai milsa tali b'minhaga, because the whole day we daven for nechama u'b'inin rachemim manhom milsa. Now we only say mincha because the ika nechama started from chatzais. So he says like this. Beis Yosef says kosov adover b'drahem. Kosov adeni zecha yekha lama ein oyme meisa ela the rush lama ein oyme meisa ela bemincha, the Torah says you should say all of them. That's what he says. So he brings over here, oh, vezel loshon aritva betshuva leini nachem betishu of daiti the kivin the mishum amayra minle api yishami oyme bechol tfilosof arvis shachas mincha we'll pass but kakol me'ena marayra shebechol mokam Ela shebaarvis v'shachris shuhu kemi shemeisai mutal b'fanav ve'ena benachama oimim rachem ulemincha, which a little already nachem d'deimel l'shemi shenikver meisai. He sort of changed. He says there's two things, but whatever it is, you see, he calls mi shemeisai mutal b'fanav the whole time. Zok, the goyin says this on his own. He says, who told you that the pshat in Misha Mesa Mutalafonov is only by the Sudim Afsekas? The whole Tisha B'Av is Misha Mesa Mutalafonov. Who says we have to look at it like there was a kvura? What kind of kvura? Forget the Beis HaMikdash. We have to feel the churban of the Beis HaMikdash. That's Misha Mesa Mutalafonov. And Memela Misha Mesa Mutalafonov has a din, right, of oining the whole Tisha B'Av. I said, has a din of oining the whole Tisha B'Av. So he says, so Yushalmi is just like this. Rabbi Yehuda says he's an oval, so he does Kfiyas Amita. Chacham says, Misha Meisa Lofonov, and that's the Pshanda in the Kasha. What about Ubis Menikas? Because it's the whole Tisha B'Av. The whole Tisha B'Av is Misha Meisa Lofonov. What about the din of, before we get to Neil Sassan, he says, so if it's called Misha Meisa Lofonov, right? So why is it that you know the other Dine Avelis? So he says, Anachanami, according to the other Rishainim, I can't say it. But according to the Ramban, that says that an Oinin has a Dine Avelis and he's chayv and everything, Zog, the Goyin, he's taka, usur in all Dine Avelis because of Misha Mesa Lefonofonim, except Fatifa Sereshim Kfir Samita. In fact, the Mesek Eliezer, which is the Pirish on the Gra, what do you do with Ne'ilas HaSandl? So he says, because Ne'ilas HaSandl is not like Atifas HaResh and Kfir Samita. Those are mitzvahs to do. You do it, right? Those are things you do. But Sandal is because it'll take you away from the mace. He says, that will take you away more than mace. And since there's no din real mace, because you're not being busy Kvura, They were mechayvi to do this. He says, but yeshiva al gabe karka, in Pesukei Gra it says that this guy holds that there's an issa of yeshiva gabe karka the whole Tisha B'Av, which is some meridik achidish lo shamanu. So in the there's a sefer called Birkas Eliyahu. So Yid, his name is Rako. Yeah, no, for just the first name I remember, Baruch Rako. He was a Talmud of Rav Kook, and Rav Kook wanted very much that they should be mefaneach the Gra. He started it in on Chosh Mishpat. He did Hilchas Dayanim till Chav Zayin. This Yid did the whole Avenezah, the whole Arachayim, big part of Chosh Mishpat, then he was Nifta. The Pesukei Gra, I don't know if I said the story, the Pesukei Gra, the one who put out the Pesukei Gra was the Talmud of Gra. He took every Gra in Shulchan Aruch and he said, brought out the halacha that he thought came out according to the Gra. He was going blind and he went to the Goyin's cave, he was Mispal, and he had Yeshua, and his eyesight came back. This Rav Rakov, I remember B'Shaita, when he was alive, he had a son that was in his 40s, couldn't get a Shidduch, was Shidduchim weren't going. He went to the Goyin's cave, he was Mispal, and just right after that, his son got a Shidduch, Mary de Kazar. But at Koparim, see, he brings over there Poiskim that say that it's a mechse, there is a tzad to say, to sit on the floor the whole Tisha B'Av, but lo re'inu, anybody does it, is mechzigur. He says, but the pashas of the grows, you have to sit in the floor. Which needs a little hesber. Why is shoes any different? But that's the Mesek Eliezer says. But that's what it comes out. Just one little other point I want to just, we spoke about Avdala. So I just want to show you it's interesting. The reason I said this is because a week and a half ago, by Barry Nathan's Chasana, so I was sitting there with Shlomo Bronstein, Zangezon, and he mentions this Sefer Dvar Yeshua, the person who wrote it. So I said, Shir Mendel. He was very smart. You know, his name was Shir Mendel. So I said, I remember him. He was my cousin, married his grandson. I was by the Vart 42 years ago. He was a huge Talmid Chacham. Not only, he was a Muri Dika Masmid, and just tell you a very nice story that Shlomo told me. And it's known, it's printed in the Sefer. He fought with Rabbi Yosher about certain things. He held, you know, a lot of light candles on the outside, even in Eretz Yisrael. He was a very big, not only psak, but in learning. He was a Meri Dika, he learned like a yeshiva bach kol yamav. He was a Belzer Chassid with a shrine, with everything. It was a Meri Dika Masmid. So it says in the Kedam over there, the Belzer Rav after the war didn't smile. He lost all seven of his children, the whole lot. Milchama, you couldn't get a smile out of Belzerov. Belzerov, it's a dude, you know, you see him like wearing a fur hat, you know, during the week he wore like whatever they call it, I don't know what they call it. Not a strime, it's a different name, I'm not sure. And a fur coat, but he wore those fur coat in the middle of the summer. His windows were totally closed. The man was, the man didn't sleep more than a half hour of time. Belzerov was Ish Kodesh Amoy. You couldn't get a smile out of him. This Shir Mendel had yard side. He davened for the Amid. And I guess he was such a master, they do it by Chazar Shatz. He used to sit there with a Gemara open and learn. So he's davening for the Amid. He says, Kaddish. And after he says Amen, he sits down and he starts learning a Gemara. He forgot that he was the Shliach Tzibur. So the bells are rav. I gave a Shmechel, only Shir Mendel. So it comes out that Zwiebel, you know Chaim David Zwiebel, you know, from the Aguda. What?
They used to call him
Zwiebel. Zwiebel, okay, yeah. So, Reb Shlomo's first wife, Aleha Shalom, since Zahava Bronstein, was a Zwiebel. So this, his Shviger, Mrs. Zwiebel's mother, was assistant to this Shir Mendel. So he was, during the war, he was a concentration camp with the Satmar Rav. He was a concentration camp with the Satmar Rav. And it's a very different story. So when they left, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, so he became the head of the Bezin Rabbani in Tel Aviv, which means he had to join the government. He had to be part of Mizrahi, technically. Rabbi Yashiv also was under Bezin. And for Shteitzich, his old friend, the Samarov, would not, you know, go for that. So anyway, he came for Chaim David's Bar Mitzvah. He told me, Reb Shlomo says he remembers taking this. So I called my cousin, tell him the story. He said it was a Chaim David's Bar Mitzvah. You know, after the war, even though it was like a great nephew, he came. And Reb Shlomo was married a few years. He didn't have a beard. In those days, Koilingolite didn't usually have beards. And he drove him to the Satmar Rav. And he said his knees were shaking to see Satmar Rav. So he comes into the Satmar Rav. And they sit down. Satmar Rav did not look at him, did not look at his French. Imamish didn't give him the time of day. He didn't look at him, he just looked at Shlomo Bronstein. He says, "You gamana?" He says, "Yeah, where bist du?" He says, "In Koil, we're in Koil." He says, "Oh, you're a younger man." He says, "You're a younger man." He says, "Mekenish zayn das off upon him. You can't see this on your face." You know, I didn't know. So he says, "Where do you learn?" So he said, "Gur Aryeh." So he knew right away. It was a trap. He says, "Goraya, why is it called Goraya?" So he says, you know, the Shishiva, or Putner, that, you know, he knew him very well. He says, he's very into morale. He says, "Oh, he likes morale. He learns morales. What does he do in morale that says that you're not allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael?" He gives him a whole thing of morale. And he's talking to him. He's totally ignoring Shir Mendel. After he finishes with this, and he's like, you know, Shir Mendel's like, this is the guy who spent in Bergen-Belsen, and then he went. Then he turns around, Shir Mendel, and he starts crying. 15 minutes straight, they were both crying. Mamma's crying over, you know, what they saw now. You know. So when I told my cousin this, he didn't notice. He knew, he said he went with the train that went to, what was the famous train? Kassler's train. So him and the Satmar Rav came to Schweiz together. They were fighting the whole night about in learning. that the Baal Bas of the hotel knocked on the door and says, what are you guys doing? Stop fighting with each other. He says, you're waking up everybody in this place. They were arguing on a sukkah. The Reb Shir Mendel, they didn't have a sukkah, and they were able to get some scraps together, this, that, I don't know exactly the story. And he held that you could be mapped it with this mug of with a lot of coolers. Zatmarov refused. But the Zatmarov came to sukkah, and he says, Reb Shir Mendel zogt zu kosher. Aber ich sitz nicht dort. I'm not sitting there. He says, but I don't get. Then my cousin told me that years later, after he was lifted, they were looking through his Gemaras, they saw on the Tosfos he wrote, Mekan Raya Lishitasi Neged, Teitelbaum, that I'm right. But so he's told me, my cousin, that he has a whole thing where he writes about the Nisim of the War of Emancipation, or the 1948 war. So Satmarov, when he was arguing, when he was in Israel, he was arguing with the Belzarov. So he said, what kind of Nisim? He says, so Mardika Shevach, and the person that he said, the Belzarov told him, Shir Mendel zogt zu Nisim, I have to accept it. The Belzarov should say on someone, if he says it's Nisim, I have to accept it's Nisim. But anyway, so look what he says. Al Dvar Shashol Benoshim. I just wanted one thing. The Shaila is Havdalah this year, right? So our minig is to make Havdalah Matzai Tisha B'Av. Like we went through yesterday a few of the Shitas, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, make Havdalah Matzai. What about a Choyla? A Choyla that has to eat on Tisha B'Av. So there's a tshuva in Rav Yashav, there's Rav Chaim and Bakansa. So Rav Yashav basically wants to say with this brisk Rav that the Sudam of Sekas is Mishra Mason with Lafanav, that's when you can't drink wine. But during Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to drink wine. And Reb Chaim wants to tie that. If you can't drink wine during the Sudam of Sekas, Savadi, you can't drink during Tisha B'Av. According to the Goyin, it would be true, because the whole Tisha B'Av is Mishra Mason with Lafanav. But what about, so that's the question. Do you make Avdallah on wine and so forth? So look what he says. I don't know, maybe they bring this on Lach. I found this once. Al Da'ach Shashal Ben Nashim She'en Yechoy L'Sanus B'Tisha B'Av. My Yasu Bavdala, Kshachal Tisha B'Av Mitzvah Shabbos. L'dasa Amah, Shalai Avdil Asa, women don't make the law. Rakishma Avdala Min Anash. Vayayim E. Efshalahem, Hinem Ma'oilam, so he says, L'ra'isi V'lo Shemati B'poilin, Shechoyle Yavdal Akois Koydim Achila Afila Anash. He says, I never saw, I was in Poilin, I never saw them, and there must be a reason. He says, Mayv Dika Paisik. But first, let's see what Ma Dabar, what did they do? People, you never saw anybody, you saw people had to eat on Tisha B'Av and they didn't make Avdallah. Somebody said to me, also a good point. If a cotton, we said last week that L'chaira, a cotton should make Avdallah. So if a cotton makes Avdallah on Tisha B'Av, why don't we make Avdallah for him and let him drink? We shame him, say, why don't we make Avdallah on Tisha B'Av and let a cotton drink? Because he might get used to thinking that he has to drink, like the Gemara says by Yom Kippur, right? So he says, what do you mean? But once he's hungry and he has to eat, so why not then? He knows he's eating it because of because he can't fast. So why don't you do that? It's mashma that they taka did not make Havdalah. That's what he's saying. Okay. He says that was the minig and poilin. He says, I never saw anybody make it. Veneerit. So he comes up. Because we mentioned Ramban. The Ramban says there's no Havdalah this year at all. Why? Politic Ramban. Ramban says that since the whole takana of Avdallah was told if we're rich or we're poor, when they had money, they were misakin to make Avdallah alakois. When they didn't have money, so it said to do it in tefillah, henu. He says, now that we can afford wine, they kept it in tefillah. Zokter Ambana, Paul de Kazach. He says, on Tisha B'Av at night, the ein lecha anias g'dayla mezu, shekol Yisrael ani merudim, like it says, right? That they were in pain, they were in agony. So Mamela were all with Niam, and we don't go ahead and make Havdalah. That's like Shtein Ramban, Paldik Ramban, whatever the Ramban means, that's like Shtein Ramban. Do we show him arguing the Ramban? So this Reb Shir Mendel, look what he came up with. He says, Venir the Samchu Shitas Ramban, Shevi Atur, Dain of Dol B'Tishu Klal. Va'afagav Danan, Lokaimel and Karamban, Shem Avdi, we do make Avdalah. Yeshleim, even the time of Sharamban, who Kamashkas of Rosh, the Rosh quotes him, Shari Amu Babrachis, Betchila Kavu Betfila, Ashira Kavu Bekois, Chazu Enu Kavu Betfila, Vetisha Bav Shechav Matze Shabbos, Kol Yisrael Ani Merudim, Vechi Agam Lo Tkin Lokois. Vetam Zed, this time of Rabban, Lo Kibla, Rakli Nishimotze Tisha, Tzach Lav Lokois. Why? So he brings a Miri, he brings a Magan Avos, could be in his time he didn't have the Miri, and Taina says the same thing. To Miri, I said, Miri says, he brings this Ramban, and he says, Milsa de Bedichus, Mili de Bedichusahi. He says, he like laughs at it. So kind of, it's like that brings it to laughing. He says, that's a reason not to make Avdallah. So he says, Oid, by the time it's Matzah Shabbos, it's in the Matzah Tishuv, we are Shiru, we have the Nechama, hopefully. So I told Pasha, but that's what he says. He says, Shigi is my Nechama, Chaza Oishum Koima. Kemoy Shatan Amiri brings a Besifra Magan Ovis, Be'inyan Arvi, Neged Ha'im Shain Tzach Lav Dekois. Oh, so he times like this. Even though we don't pass our Ban Motzai Tisha B'Av, but on Tisha B'Av, we are a Nihim, the Peldik is out. And since we're a Nihim, we don't make Avdallah at all. That's what he says. Aval Inin Yem Tisha B'Av, Naktin and Shapi, Svaras Ramban, the Kol Yisrael Anihim, Kamash Kos of Pasachi Shalim, Yemei Oni Medev, Efshakul Yamma, Wedo Ramban and Tisha B'Av. Whether we pass on our way, you have to ask your Rav, that's this, so it's Negei Ketanim, it's Negei Choylim, it's Negei Noshim, right? Or let's say a woman is very hard for her, right? To wait for her husband until he comes home, right? Schmoozing with the boys, Chvezdish. I mean, there are those that are Mekel Bechlal for women to drink a little before Avdallah. Because since they're Sheetis, like even Yom Kippur, the B'chatcher Rav says, Matzah Yom Kippur, a woman can drink before Avdallah. Because even though we don't drink before Avdallah, the Ashitas you could, then the Ashitas women are part of Avdallah, so they make up again, ask
you. You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.